Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees.
Signal's coming in there pretty rough, but this is KFAEDQ. I can't make out what you're transmitting. It's got a lot of static, and your volume's a little low. This is KF8EDQ. I caught part of your call sign. You're coming in a little bit more clearly now. Would you mind coming back?
Back to there. What UTA is the Lapeer repeater? What closest city is that to? Roll over.
I would get on a repeater book or radio reference. Those would probably be your best asset when it comes to finding out which repeater is closest to you. I'm all the way up in Saginaw. You're speaking on the MI2 network. There is a group of networked repeaters operated by the Central Michigan Emergency Network. You can also go on W8CMN.net to get more information on the MI networks.
Clarify
like I said, you're coming in really rough. I can't make out everything that you're saying, but I heard that you're looking for a repeater near Lapeer, and I'm just not familiar with the area. I'm all the way up in Saginaw, and like I said, you're talking on a networked linked repeaters there, so you're getting out all over the place. So, yeah, I wish I could be more help, but you're just coming in more. You're coming in a little bit too rough for me to understand. This is KF8EDQ.
Yeah, it sounded like you said he was coming in from Ontario. KB8RVP. Hey, there's Mike. Copy that, right across from Port Huron. I was up that way a couple years ago. My wife and I went to Niagara Falls from Michigan. Just wanted to say good morning again. Name here is Mike, KB8RVP. I'll be clear and listening.
Good morning, Mike. You're doing it nice and clear. No thinking at all. What's your KB8 family, Mike?
Yeah, I'm in Fenton, Michigan. Fenton, Michigan. I'm on the 14678 repeater linked into this one here.
Well, good talking to you, Mike. I just got this program, and I got 28 different repeaters on it, so I'm trying to figure out. I got a Yankee. I'm trying to figure out which direction to point my Yankee.
Well, the Lapeer repeater's on 14662, I believe it is. And that would be directly east of you. Let's see, Lapeer's 14662, and the tone is 100. Don't know if that's the one you're going into or not.
Well, Mike, we're just going to the house around so that it's pointing. Hopefully,
sorry, you're east of the repeater, so I'd be due west of you, heading into Michigan there, but, all right, I'm just getting ready to start my work day. I work from home. Like the other gentleman said, you're kind of in and out at times, but other times you're pretty easy to copy, but you did drop the repeater a couple times there. Yeah, you're east of the Lapeer repeater. Appears pretty much west of the thumb there, west of Port Huron, maybe just a hair southwest. But yeah, we might have a little bit of a band opening, or it might just be your proximity of the repeater. See if you can bring it up again. Have a good day. I'll listen out for your final 73 KB8RDP.
LDF Mobile.
K8LDF, KB8RVP. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I got late start. I guess I didn't realize what time it was. I went and, oh, I got plenty of time. Grabbed the dog, put the leash on her. Took her for a walk. Well, it's a nice morning, you know. Just to do, 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 get home, look at the clock. Oh, no!
We had a gentleman coming in from Canada doing a radio check on his new antenna. Coming in pretty good. He was over there just over the border from Fort Huron. Sounded like he was going into the Lapeer repeater. Yep, time will catch up with you. I was just looking at the 10-day forecast. Looks like Sunday and Monday we got 90-degree weather coming, so I think summer's here. It was pretty warm yesterday.
Huh, you didn't get the weather that we had done.
Yep, just getting my breakfast ready. I just got off the treadmill, did my stretches, and getting my cereal ready. Yeah, we went down to Son's house, saw the grandkids. Taylor and I and Patty went and saw the new Mission Impossible movie. And it was right around 79-80 while we were out for a walk with the grandkids yesterday.
Wow. No, we didn't get anything like that. It was super windy. And temperature was only about 75 degrees all day, and from the time I got up in the morning around 7 o'clock, it was already pretty breezy out, about 15 mile an hour gusts. Man, it was very, very overcast, looked pretty gloomy, up until I'm going to say probably around 5 o'clock, it started to change. The wind was dying down, and the sky was opening up to where it was, you could see blue, and it wasn't hazy. But pretty much all day was bright and hazy.
Just leaving a little bit of a break, Casey. Might be zeroing in on the repeater location. See if you want to try it again. Yeah, it was nice sunshine, blue sky. Air quality was really nice. And we didn't have the wind or anything, but when I used to drive from Fenton up to next year in Saginaw, the weather patterns could be huge difference. Might be raining there and sunny here, or vice versa, just in that 50-mile drive every day. That was a pretty good drive on Saturday, going up to the Slop and back. I met up with another guy I got just before Birch Run, another guy in a Focus ST. He waved at me and I waved at him, and we cruised along for a while until you lose a lane there just before you get down by 475 in Genesee County. That's one cool thing with a lot of the people with either the Fiesta ST or the Focus ST, everybody waves when you pass them. And there's a Facebook page. Usually people will post, "Hey, I saw you on the highway. Where are you from? Or are you on here?" People will give you a thumbs up. It's kind of a cool. I think people that have Jeeps do the same thing. I know motorcycle riders, you know that. Most people will wave at you. Unless you're on a Japanese bike and they're on a Harley, they might lift a finger to give you a little nod. KV8RDP.
Oh, pretty much everyone I always see there give you the two fingers down, you know. Tires on the road. I haven't seen too many people that didn't respond back, you know. you know, sometimes you can be in a bad predicament where that's all you can do is nod because you got going on clutch control and brake. Today looks like it's going to be a nice day. There's some clouds, but the sun's out. I bet you had a good drive up coming up to Midland for the swap.
didn't take it too long. I worked on my dipole antenna. It's made out of aluminum, the element. Ended up working on that yesterday. Darn thing, it slid down the pole, the U-bolt. It's loosened up and worked its way down the down the mast. Probably from all the wind, because man, it was really taking a whipping. Just a twisting and turning, you know. It'd be nice if we didn't have that wind. Just about every day is windy. Well, I should probably let you go because you're going to have to log on and sign on pretty soon for your workload. Just glanced at the clock. I'm almost to work anyways. Been getting green lights on all my traffic stops here. The traffic lights. KB8RVP, KAALDF Mobile Bay City now.
KD8IWS Mobile, northbound I-75 at Bridge Run.
Good morning. I just made that trip on Saturday, went up to the Midland Swap with Chris, who's on here chatting away. Yeah, I got to get ready for work, guys. Nice hearing you out there. KB8IWS from KB8RVP. I'll listen out for your final.
KB8RVP, KB8IWS. Hello, Mike. Good to hear you out there. I'm probably cutting in and out. I might be able to get on the link system, but I know you're about ready to punch in. I'm just headed northbound. But I'd say hi while I was on the way up north. Go ahead. That sounds like it got to the end of my rope there, Mike. We'll catch you later. KD8IWS Mobile, northbound I-75.
Yep, you were making the repeater, no problem. 73, KD8RVP.
Have a good day there, KD8IWS. This is KA8LDF. Just arriving my place of work. Parked the vehicle and going and punching. Have a great day. KD8IWS, KA8LDF, Bay City.
Yeah, very good. You have a good day at work. Appreciate you coming back. Yeah, I can't tell if I'm cutting in and out, but 7-3, have a good day. I'll catch you on the bus side. KD8, IWS, clear and listening.
Yeah, I'll just let you know, Chris is coming in
quite well.
Through the
Mondays are always around. KD8IWS. KD8LDF. Look at the repeater. 73.
Yeah, Chris is up in. Make sure I got it. Yeah, Chris is up in Bay City. The Bay City repeater is now linked in on the 78, and so is the Saginaw. We can take them for quite a ways. KD8RVP.
Yeah, real good, Mike. Thanks for the info. It's a good day. We got partly cloudy skies up here, about 68 degrees. 7-3, catch you later. By the way, I went past your street the other day, looked to see if I could still see your tower. I'm pretty sure that was your tower I could see from North Road. All right, 7-3, KD8IWS Mobile.
KD8IWS Mobile.
IWS Mobile. Good morning. How are you? Where you at? My name is Sean, and I am in, I'm crossing from Warren to Sterling Heights.
Good morning, Sean. I am northbound I-75. Just crossing Bridgeport. Headed up towards Gaylord today. Skies are, I call it partly sunny. How's that? We got more blue than clouds. Kurt's the name here. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Kurt. I don't know that we got any blue poking through down here. Hazy and looks cloudy. So I don't know. Maybe that's blue. I can't really tell. The sun is masked pretty well, so I think it is more cloudy down here than it is partly. But it doesn't look like rain. Maybe. I don't know. I smell the smoke, so I'm guessing that's our friends to the north. So what you got in Gaylord? You got property up there? You got business up there? I'm just heading to work here. I work in Mount Clemens, where coincidentally this repeater is, and that I'm on. And so I'll be heading toward it this morning. All on my agenda for the next half hour is get to work and find a coffee.
KD8 IWS Mobile. Yeah, I'm actually heading up to, I'll go almost to Gaylord, then I go west about 30 minutes, going over to a cabin there. Got a shipping container being brought in today. And so I'm going up to kind of help my son. He's there now, so I'm going to go up and give an extra hand, a couple extra eyes as they bring it in and set it. But we got great road conditions, hardly any traffic. Once I get away from Flint, I'm pretty good. Headed in just on the south side of Saginaw at the moment, going into the NAERL repeater here in Saginaw. So, yeah, good signal on you. I was over Lake St. Clair yesterday, took a ride over there, and then went over to Auburn Hills to my grandson's travel team baseball game. So I've been running a few miles lately. So where do you work?
Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees.
We had to wait for our repeater to do its top of the hour announcement. And so a shipping container, are you going to use that as storage, or you got stuff in it? I'm not prying, but I know a lot of people will use the shipping containers as like storage, particularly like, you know, if you got a cabin or a property up north. So that's cool. But not important if you don't, if it's, that's not, it is serious. And I work for the Macomb County Sheriff's Department, civilian employee though. I do all their radio communications. So I'm on my way into that gig. It's on the campus there with the sheriff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very good. Well, it's about a 10,000-pound ordeal, so it's not easily moved. And you can always use a little extra space. if you know what I mean. So, you know, they sell them there a couple of different ways. Some are like new. They call them used one time. And then others are used many times and might have big dents or pretty rough floor in them. But I picked up a used one time, 40 foot by 9 foot 6 tall. So it will meet our needs just fine. And pretty bulletproof. You know, you mentioned coffee and maybe a donut. There's a place up in Flint on Bristol Road, not too far from the truck and bus plant, that's called Donna's Donuts. And when I head north by myself early in the morning, that is one of my stops. I get an apple fritter. In fact, today I got two and then picked up some extra donuts for my son's family. Go ahead, son. KD8 IWS Mobile, northbound I-75.
Yeah, there you go. I kind of got to stay away from donuts, especially apple fritters. My sugar is, I mostly keep it under control, but I noticed it's been creeping up here the last week or two. I have been paying less attention, so I got to get back on the bandwagon. But something like an apple fritter is something I can only, maybe if somebody else got one and I could take one little, you know, one of the little bulbs that pop off of it, you know, I could maybe cheat and do that, but I got to stay away. There used to be a place, and speaking of St. Clair Shores, there was a place, used to be right there at 11 Mile and, I think it was, yeah, 11 and Harper. What was the name of that place? But they had some of the best donuts ever. Oh, my God, they were good. But they closed. They did some construction on the road, and they closed it down, and now it's a ramen place or a pokey fish place. I don't know. It's something. I can't remember what. So some Asian type joint or something, I think. So the donuts are gone. I don't know where I could go for a donut these days. Not that I pretty much go for donuts anymore. My wife likes one very specific donut. She still eats them, but she likes the Boston creams. And so I will occasionally stop and get myself a 12 grain bagel from Tim Hortons, the ones that have them. Love those. And get her Boston cream. But luckily for me, I don't have a terrible sweet tooth, so I knock on wood, I got lucky in that department. Because if you had diabetes and a sweet tooth, oh, holy moly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a, that would not be a good combination. And, well, I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't be doing this at all. But I can't hardly resist if it's an early morning run and I'm by myself. I just went over the Zilwaukee Bridge and I only saw one boat on the river fishing, looking eastbound. I couldn't quite see down the westbound side of the river, but I usually keep an eye on that. We fish the river up here every now and then. And so I usually like to get a good look. The other thing I like to do when I go over to Zilwaukee is call back to the Flint repeater. And that's always fun. I always make my announcement, 88 IWS, northbound I-75 at the Zilwaukee Bridge. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, for all the jokes that are told about, you know, when I think of the town of Zilwaukee, you know, I ended it with, I think of fear. I do not like bridges, and I do not like going over that one. I mean, I do it, but, oh, it just creeps me out. So luckily the heebie-jeebies don't get too bad. I'm coming off of it by the time they really set in. The long bridges are the ones that really get me because, you know, it's like, when will it end? There's a certain amount of time I can get out on a bridge before it hits. And then when it hits, most bridges, you're coming off, you know, so it's not terrible. But you get on a, you know, get a Big Mac or something like that, and it's like, ugh. But, you know, having done that, I've sucked it up and been across the Big Mac on a motorcycle, so, you know, if I gotta do it, gotta do it. Suck it up, buttercup. I hate bridges. Ugh, anyhow.
So did I hear you say you rode a motorcycle across the Mackinac Bridge? Because I did a Harley Superglide in a tremendous rain and windstorm one year. My goodness, I want to hear your story.
Well, a group of us decided, this would have been about 85, I think, that we were going to circle the lake on our bikes, go to Milwaukee, the plant, and all that good stuff. I had a brand new electric light. I had just wrecked my other one, T-Bone. And, you know, and I just recovered from that and went up and bought a brand Skippy new electric light. And we were coming all the way around. We were coming across the UP, and when we got there, it didn't even occur to me. It was like, well, what do you do now? I'm up there, and home is, by that time, I wanted to get home. We had been on the road for a while. And so I had to suck it up. There wasn't any rain, and it was daylight. There was a pretty good crosswind, which there almost always is. But, and I remember, we were leaning at quite an angle to counter the wind. And I remember those great, you know, you could look straight down the roof, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's, but I just white-knuckled it, man, and you know, what else am I going to do? Can't drive all the way back to Wisconsin and down and around, so knuckle it up and go for it. But we had a crosswind, but it was nice and sunny and no rain or anything. I got to imagine in a rainstorm, it's got to be just a nightmare.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah, the greats. Yeah, I'm not a fan of those, but yeah, my son had a night train at the time, and so I rented a Superglide. I've ridden motorcycles most of my life, but mainly off-road, dirt bikes, etc. And so we went up the west side of the state. We went straight across from Fenton over towards Holland, and then we took the northern shoreline route all the way up through the Tunnel of Trees, and then we cut across once we got above that, cut across, and we're headed towards the bridge, and my son would usually lead. He was in the back, or I was in the back, he was in the front, but he'd gotten ahead of me several car lengths. And so I saw the storm coming across from the west, dark clouds, you could see the rain, and I wanted to get his attention, but I couldn't catch him. I wanted to get off at Mackinac. I did not want to do that, go over that bridge in a wind and rainstorm, but obviously I didn't get to him, and away he went up the bridge, so you know the rest. Yep, knuckle it. And any place there isn't a wind pillow and there's a gap, then you get hit with the wind, and then you lean into the wind, and then you get to another pillow. Probably bringing back memories.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the end, I'm glad I did it, you know, had the experience, but it was something. It was an enjoyable trip. There were about four or five, can't remember if there were four or five, but, yeah, we we decided to do the southern route first, and, get Chicago out before we, on the front end of this trip, instead of ending this trip in the greater Chicago area. And that was the way to do it. But, yeah, good stuff. Oh, and that, the only other real scary time I've had with bridges was, luckily it was dark. And I wasn't driving, but we were coming back from Connecticut once. And we were on almost no sleep. My coworker, we were in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. I think that was what it was called, at the Whalen factory where they do the sirens and everything, getting some training. And he got news that his daughter had had some a medical issue. And so he wanted to come home. So we were going on almost like no sleep. And he wanted to leave right after the class. And so now we're driving, you know, that 10, 12-hour drive through the mountains in Pennsylvania. And I remember all the while we're in New York or New Jersey, upstate New Jersey. There's this big sign that says, Delwater Gap, this many miles. Delwater Gap, this many miles. Delwater Gap, 5 mile. And I'm like, what the hell is this thing? And then we get there, and it's like this huge, another huge suspended bridge between us, in a canyon or whatever. It's like great, so you'll cross that. And then all through Pennsylvania, it's just guardrails inside the mountains. And I'm almost glad it was dark and I couldn't see, because I was just, white knuckle for hours.
Wow, you've had some real experiences on bikes. Man, that's pretty cool. I never really spent that much time on the road with bikes, but my brother-in-law at the time lived out in Arizona, and he'd been stopping for Harleys. He ended up buying one from Harley-Davidson store in Ann Arbor when they were located in Ann Arbor. They've since moved to the Brighton area, but he had bought a bike, and his dream was to always run Route 66. Have you ever done that, Sean? Have you ever or ever wanted to run Route 66 from Chicago up to California?
No, it was kind of a bucket list thing for the longest time. Then my son works for the post office, and he's a plant maintenance, and he has to go to Norman, Oklahoma frequently, a couple times a year at least, for training. They train him on the machines that they have to fix. And so I had to go out there, pick him up once. He got in an accident out there, and he had all his tools out there and everything, so it was just easier to go pick him up. And I got off, I did a little bit of it then. That was just recently, within the last, 5 years anyhow. And so it was the first time I'd ever actually been on it in any meaningful sense. And not long, not a great deal of it, but I've always wanted to do the whole darn thing. It's kind of a bucket list thing. Motorcycle in particular would be good. But I haven't been riding in a number of years, so I'd have to get out there and get my acumen back. Last time I was out on one, in any great sense. Well, I mean, about 5 years ago, and before that, I was back out on it pretty good. But I noticed that, my skills are not as honed as they once were when I was, an avid rider. But, yes, 66, definite bucket list item. Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, we have family in Mesa, Arizona. So, in fact, I was just out there not too long ago, earlier in the spring, and my wife and I drove out, and it's a long drive. But I still get a kick on Route 66, and I'm familiar with that area where your son was. Oklahoma, there's a nice stretch of it that runs alongside of that highway out there. But, you know, many, I actually was given a set of maps specifically for Route 66, and it tells you all the sections that are drivable and those where bridges are no longer, the road ends. So it's kind of cool. I mean, they have the, you know, companies actually make the maps and keep them updated so that if you wanted to try Route 66, you know, you can run a good portion of it. But, yeah, very good. Wow, this has been great. How close are you to work?
I was just going to say I'm going to probably make this my last because I'm coming in here. I got to go through the Starbucks here, and then I'm about a half mile from work. So but I'm going to run into the Starbucks here and get myself a drink. But been a pleasure. Enjoyed the talk, and I get out here every now and again. I'm on UHF most of the time, the MI5 or MI1 Central Michigan UHF repeaters, but I'm there more often than I am here, but I like to get out here because we recently worked on this repeater and want to just make sure it's, you know, kick up the electrons, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You guys have done a great job on this system. I get into the Petoskey link system, and it's an easy shot from the cabin to Petoskey. So, yep. I like it. I'm thankful for what you guys do. All right, Sean, you have a great day. And nice talking with you. We'll meet up again. 7-3, and we'll catch you later. This is KD8 IWS Mobile, northbound I-75. Clear with you, Sean. Have a great day.
Sorry about that. I was talking with the barista here at Starbucks. So, all right, you travel safe, and good luck with that container. Hopefully, it's a nice one. Sounds like you got the deluxe plan there. So, and that should work out for you. Again, travel safe, and good luck on your trip. We'll catch you next time. This is WASU.
Well, hello here this morning, Sean. This is K-A-A-U-H-T.
Oh, my goodness, Steve. I am about a half mile from work here, but good grief, where have you been?
Oh, I've been around, but I'm working and get to replace some radios and stuff. But so yeah, how's this link now? Anyways, at churches, they made some pasties in the past few weeks, so we still have pasties if you're interested. But how's this repeater linked up now?
Well, we replaced the repeater with a different one. We had a problem with the one that was up there. It's a Motorola MTR. And then it's got a series of Motorola MTR receivers now that are voted digitally, if you will. They're converted to VoIP and then voted. So we've got receivers in, we got the main repeater, of course, in Mount Clemens. Then there's a receiver in Warren. And then there's a receiver in Mount Clemens, of course. And then there's a receiver in Richmond. And then the whole thing is linked via All-Star to the Central Michigan MI2 network, which is three or four repeaters. If you want to see the topography, go to waamac.org, so callsign.org, and you'll see the connections and the topography.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thanks. You say hi and tell me shots of espresso you're getting this morning. And yeah, I'll check it out. Yeah, actually, because on Thursdays, it's the time they have the meetings and stuff. But so one day I have like back-to-back music practices. I cheat both of them. I leave one early and I come to the other one late, so it's right like 68, so I sometimes hard to plug into what's going on. But I have been the last couple of months, you know, there's a change or whoever's taking over as the person, so I've been doing a little correspondence there.
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah, they're enthusiastic and they're making progress, so it's a good thing because it was somewhat neglected for a number of years, and so it's really good to have them at the helm, kind of ushering in a new era. So I appreciate you checking in on them and offering whatever you can as they try to make the program something legit. We're trying to support them with gear and equipment and things like that. We're funding some throw pits for them right now. And, of course, the repeater repairs and stuff like that. So we told them, said, look, we got the toys. You guys just work on making it fun and getting the membership up and doing things. So be fun to be a part of that, right? All right, Steve, I am in the lot here. I got to get parked and get inside and start my day. It's good hearing you. I haven't heard you in quite a while, so I thought maybe it was because I smelled or something. K-U-G-H, I think it is. Do I got that right? I always mumble it up with you. W-A-F-Q.
Yes, U-H-Q, pretty close. K-A-A-U-H-Q. Now, these days, people have a hard time with the K-A-A-U-H-Q. They're always going to throw the K-E-H and stuff in there. It's not very good. But real quick, do you still have those? So I've been kind of re-corresponding with, they have a new trade group people and all that. And I was talking to Dave about like this Oxcom format, and I know Paul was looking at incorporating like those the cash or county radios. Are those still available? Did someone made the proper application?
Absolutely. If you have a need and it's public service, then we're here to help.
Okay, good, yeah, because there's a new person in charge, like Craig Sawyer said. I said, I just don't want to be on the hook for them, they just make the, whatever goes through their procedures, good chance. And anyway, okay, very good. Thanks, Sean, nice to hear you, and you say if you want to, I can send you the stuff on the package if you don't remember, it's after this church in Mount Cummins there. They got some UP-style package. But they do chicken and vegetable now, which I don't quite get, but so be it, but they still have the beef and pork one. 73-K-A-A-U-H-G.
Yeah, I got the information about the place. All I need now is to know, what hours can you go there and get them, because I'm definitely going to do that. All right, thanks. I'll catch you, Steve. WF, you've got to get inside.
Yeah, I think it's like 10 to 4, 10 to 3, I don't know, like midday or so, I'll send you the stuff. K-A-A-U-H-G.
Good morning, 0800 hours, partly sunny, 61 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees.
Delta 8, Mike Papa, mobile.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 74 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees.
KEHZMW monitoring.
KEHZMW WYRC, what's up?
Hey Mike, we're just out running errands. What are you doing today?
Well, basically waiting for a phone call. Nothing yet. They're supposed to call today and I haven't heard nothing yet. So, looking for work, trying to figure out if I should sign up for unemployment. Been off since May 2nd, so I guess I'm long overdue. But they, my job I'm at right now, they have been stringing me along, so I'm done stringing.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? It sure is a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Yep, I've been outside. I was out yesterday most of the day after church, and yeah, it was a nice day. Nice day all together, and we got a few more before we get some rain. So, actually, we need the moisture. We only got a few drops in that last rain, so it looks like maybe Wednesday we might get some rain, but who knows? It could change by then.
For sure. The weather changes daily, doesn't it? When they tell you it's going to rain, it doesn't rain, and then it rains when it's not supposed to rain. Anything new on the radio front?
Anything new? Not at this point. Getting ready to sell a radio, though. So, trying to figure out how to post it, where to post it. I got an ICOM 7300 I want to sell and all the goodies that goes with it. So anybody knows that might want one, it's very good shape. So I will, I'm going to post that. But just maintaining here right now. I don't need two radios. Well, I got so I got the choice between the ICOM 7300 or the 991A. I'm going to keep the 911A, I guess, and then get rid of the other one. But are you working today or just doing errands? Oh, you're off today probably, huh? Today's Monday. Yeah, you're off today. No, today's not. Yeah, it is Monday. That's right.
I'm trying to enjoy my last day off. I work on 3 off 4. If you put that on the Facebook page and make it shareable, we can all share it on our own personal pages too. For your ICOM, what'd you say, 7300?
Yeah, I got to figure out. There's a, you know, you got to do it a certain way or you get yelled at. So I got to make sure I'm in the right area to do it. So I would do that, probably put it in Slack, and I just got to make sure I got them in the right spot.
Do you have a nice Father's Day?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed it. I dug up my sewer, my septic tank. Had to clean the line out for some reason. It was plugged. So, yeah, I worked until like 9:30 last night, but mission accomplished. Hole's still open, or not the hole, but I still got to cover it back up. Wait for a grandson to come over here and help me.
Awesome, you got it done. It doesn't matter if it's Father's Day or not, it's got to be done. Well, it was great talking to you. We're still going to make a date to get over there and see your man cave and for you to do some crafts with your wifey.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. We just have to get her done, so yeah, we'll do that shortly. Got an open house next weekend, so we've got stuff to do for that, get ready for that. Next weekend, yeah, not this week, the 29th, so I have a little here. Hey, 73, talk to you later, enjoy your day, W-8-Y-R-C.
All right, you have a great day, good talking to you, AEHZMW here.
KFH-EDQ.
W1BLU, Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima, mobile monitor.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 81 degrees.
Kind of a quiet radio day, Dave. What's up?
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees.
IWS Mobile, southbound I-75.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees.
KV8IWS Mobile, southbound I-75.
KF8EDQ.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 85 degrees.
KV8DRB testing.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 82 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, listen. I think I heard somebody in there. You want to try it again? I think I heard somebody say the Fulton County line. Is that right? Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to clear the channel and clear the repeater. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, we'll be clear.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 73 degrees.
Mobile.
VHF hub connected to Fenton 78.